Miriam Manajan. Today's the art sector for New York. Miriam Nanajan Bas Yitzchak. Today the yahrzeit of Mrs. Germazian, the Neshama should have an aliyah. We'll say a short Dvar Torah about before Pesach, about there are different halachas on Pesach, and we know that Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Ashkenazim don't eat kidneys. They don't eat the beans, and Sfardim do. So there's a question in the poskim: what happens when a Sephardic and Ashkenazi marry each other, and one eats, one doesn't eat? So the poskim seem to say, the Tashbeit says, that when the woman marries the husband, she's going into the husband's domain, and she follows the husband's minhagim. So therefore, if she was a Sephardi, and she was eating kitnios when she was single, but now she marries Ashkenazi husband, she doesn't do it. She doesn't do it anymore. Or the opposite, if her husband is Sephardi, and the woman is Ashkenazi, and she wasn't eating it, now she would be able to eat. So the question also is, what happens if Chas v'Sholom, one of the husband passes away, or they get divorced, Chas v'Sholom, how does that work? So the Tashbeit explains that just like by Truma, if the halacha is when you marry a Kohen, or you're a Bas Kohen and you marry Yisrael, you follow the husband. So therefore, if there's a child from that marriage, then she continues her husband's minhagim. If there's no child from the marriage, then she goes back into her father's minhagim. I once had a question, a woman who was married and her husband didn't eat gebruchs. Gebruchs, that means that if you take matzah and you put it with water and you bake something, you make something. So some people do not like matzah balls. So some people won't eat that on Pesach because they're afraid that maybe part of the thing was not fully baked, and there could be some flour that wasn't baked and become chametz, and some people do and some people don't. So this woman, her husband, got married. Her husband didn't eat gebruchs, and then he passed away. And now she's going to spend Pesach with her daughter. But her daughter married a Sephardi, and they were eating gebruchs. So she wanted to know whether she could now eat gebruchs now that her husband was no longer alive. But based on this Tashbeitz, that is, since she has a live child from the original marriage, so she continues the minhagim that she had with her husband, and therefore she wouldn't eat the gebruchs, according to the Tashbeitz. Have a good Shabbos.